A conservative group hit Starbucks with a boycott campaign after the company backed Washington's same-sex marriage initiative. At the company's annual meeting in Seattle, shareholder Tom Strobar suggested that the boycott had cost the company.
Our sales and our earnings, shall we say politely, were a bit disappointing.
CEO Howard Schultz bristled at that idea.
It's a free country. You could sell your shares at Starbucks and buy shares in another company. Thank you very much.
Tom Strobar is not just any investor. He's the founder of the Corporate Morality Action Center. Among other things, he buys small batches of stock in big companies like Microsoft or Target. That buys him a seat at the table to promote conservative causes. Reached later by phone, he argued that Starbucks' political entanglements are both immoral and bad business.
Every CEO in this country is paid to make economic decisions that enhance shareholder value, and part of it is we ask CEOs and others to leave their personal political interests aside.
So, did this political gesture cost shareholder value? It's hard to tell from just looking at the company's financial performance. In the 3 weeks following the boycott announcement, the company's stock actually climbed about 15%. But the stock value did take a dive 4 months later.
That was when the earnings were announced for the first full quarter after the boycott. Something happened in that quarter that he hadn't planned for, and it was a surprise. And when you miss your guidance, the investment community says, maybe you don't really know what's going on.
The company blames global economic trouble for the decline. In fact, in several countries targeted by the boycott campaign, such as China, the company performed well during that time. The stock value rebounded by last fall. Analyst R.J. Hadavi of Morningstar said boycotts like the Dump Starbucks campaign very rarely affect the company's stock price.
Typically, we don't see much of an impact. Honestly, the boycott usually is so small in scope that it has a marginal impact on results, and usually they're pretty short-term in nature.
The National Organization for Marriage tallies about 60,000 supporters for its boycott. That's compared to an estimated 70 million Starbucks customers every week. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.